Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a sign of the Day of Judgment, and that sign of the Day of Judgment is actually mentioned in certain narratives, and these narratives say that one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is that a slave woman shall give birth to her mistress. Now, the question arises that what exactly does this mean? What do we mean when we read this fact that a slave woman shall produce or shall give birth to her mistress? Now, there have been a number of explanations which have been offered vis-a-vis this expression. For example, one of these explanations is that a person shall marry a slave woman, and out of that wedlock from a slave woman, a child will be born to him. And that child, whether male or female, he or she shall be attributed to the father, and as such will be a free man or a free woman. And at the same time, her mother would remain a slave to her husband. So they say that this is one thing which this expression would mean. Another explanation offered for this expression is that a man shall marry a slave woman, and from that wedlock, of course, a baby boy or a baby girl would be produced, and at the same time, that slave woman shall be sold in the market. And then after being sold in the market, ultimately she'll end up in the same house, and she'll come back and she'll become a slave to the child that she gave birth to. And in this manner, the expression would be fulfilled that a slave woman has given birth to her mistress or her master. So these are some of the explanations which are offered. Another explanation which has been offered in this regard is that slavery as an institution shall be totally terminated, and this is a symbolic way to describe this fact. Now, this is an explanation which has been proffered by my teacher, Javed Ahmed Ghamidi, in recent times, and it seems to be the most plausible explanation of this expression because, of course, the Day of Judgment is something which does not relate to a few happenings. It has to be an all-pervasive happening, and nothing more pervasive can be in this regard than the expression of the fact that the whole institution of slavery shall be internationally terminated. We know that the institution of slavery was inherited by Islam in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Islam adopted various gradual measures to eradicate this inhuman institution. However, in spite of giving a lot of these directives, a lot of appeals, it seems that it was the institution of slavery still continued after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and continued all the way up to the last century, when at an international meet, it was decided that slavery as an institution shall stand abolished. And so therefore, this is actually a very clear sign of the Day of Judgment. However, the fact of the matter is that if this is a sign of the Day of Judgment, and also we say that it has been fulfilled, then the question which obviously arises is that why is not the Day of Judgment coming? Now, in this regard, if we study various signs of the Day of Judgment which have been mentioned in the Quran as well as in Hadith, we'll come to realize that there are certain narratives, there are certain signs actually, which actually delineate or which describe the proximity or the nearness of the Day of Judgment. This is one category of signs. And there is another category of signs which describe there are signs right after which the Day of Judgment can arrive any time. So there are two types of signs. There are one of these types and one of these categories is which describe the proximity, which describes the nearness of the Day of Judgment. And the other types of sign is the one which describes the fact that the Day of Judgment can come now anytime. So as far as this particular sign and the discussion is concerned, that a slave woman shall give birth to her mistress, this relates to the signs of the first category, or the signs which relate the proximity or the nearness of the Day of Judgment. So in a nutshell, we can say that this expression that a slave woman shall give birth to her mistress actually means that slavery as an institution shall be abolished from the world, and this has already happened in the last century. And also the fact that if this sign has been fulfilled, that the Day of Judgment is not coming, the answer to this question is that this is not coming because this sign is not a sign which describes the fact that right after the sign, the Day of Judgment shall come. This belongs to a certain category of signs as per which all those signs are actually a description of the proximity of the Day of Judgment or the nearness of the Day of Judgment. They do not describe the fact that right after their appearance, the Day of Judgment will come right after. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات